Hey, this is Andy. I'm from Birthday Cake for Breakfast. I'm here with Alpha Male Tea Party. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Very well.
Cool.
Thank you. Cool.
Thank you.
So you've just you're at the end of your mini tour. How's it been so far?
Fun. Very, really good. Yeah.
Knackering.
Yeah. We went to the beach.
Yeah.
Played football.
Watched the worst film of all time.
Yeah. We are. Yeah.
Troll 2, you're familiar?
Ah. Troll 2
has been a highlight.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
It's been good fun.
So you've been touring with Axes, just signed to Holy Raw. How is the actual, how have the actual shows been?
Wicked.
Yeah, really good.
They're
nice.
Amazing.
Just realised, wrong label.
Big scary monsters.
Yeah. Big scary monsters.
I didn't want to call you on that.
But nice guys.
Axis fanboy that we are and everything.
Yeah.
Shows have been amazing, really. Just quite a mixed bag because the first venue we played was quite big. Oppositionally to that, we played in Bold Street Coffee in Liverpool, which was tiny.
All the pictures fell off the wall.
Yeah, and
no fault of ours, disclaimer.
Good. And then we went to Northampton last night, and then we rolled up to this venue, and it kind of looked like someone's house with a sign on it. And then we went in and was actually really surprised.
Yeah,
by
it was
how good the venue was.
Yeah,
really cool. So yeah, we've had a lot of fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
Over too soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yeah, over too
absolutely.
Soon.
Well, we did plan to go out for a bit longer, but it just didn't really work out.
Mm.
Plus, we ended up spending shitloads of money on EPs and recording costs. Well, no recording costs actually. But
free recording.
Just a load of money on touring cost and lots of cocaine.
Yeah,
for Tom.
loads of cocaine for me, for my monstrous and.
Self-consuming cocaine habit.
Yes,
complete
indeed.
Fabrication.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Well, it's what keeps the wheels going round.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, definitely. It worked for Fleetwood Mac. I mean, I'm sleeping with Greg on a regular basis. So.
Oh well, I'm sleeping with Greg too.
Oh well,
so I'm sleeping with Tom.
Oh great. Well.
Oh dear.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Cool. Anyway, cocaine.
Yeah. Clapton.
Nice one.
But so you've. I was going to speak about your formation. I know that you've had quite a few lineup changes. Obviously, new bassist as well.
Yeah, like Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Tom is the Billy Corgan of Liverpool.
Yeah, definitely. You
know. Body with more hair and less charisma. If that's possible.
Fuck
me.
That's
all possible.
Yeah. Well, you know, bands go through cycles, don't they? I guess. I don't know. Is it natural for that to happen?
Probably not. I think
probably
it's because you're a
really.
Massive megalomania.
Yeah, I'm like Ming the Merciless, and I decided that neither. Our old drummer or bass player were quite good enough for us, so I had them both killed. But they're a bit older than us, and I don't really feel it's necessary to go into this, really.
We found they've got a massive affiliation with the Lighthouse family, which we, which is never good for a band, so...
No,
I'm a huge Lighthouse family fan, so I'm going to go after Science Kick.
Oh, it's the end of Ben.
Yes.
So we're holding auditions for bass players.
Heard it here first. Yeah. So how has it been for you, Ben, coming into the band? Big question. How's it been for you coming into the band?
Absolutely terrifying. It's been really good fun. The stuff is a lot more complex than I've kind of been used to before. It's really good. In a really kind of dull and lifeless answer, I'm enjoying it lots and lots. I want to carry on enjoying it.
Cocaine.
It's dead good fun, and these guys
dead
are just handsome.
Well good.
Dead bad well good, and they're all very very handsome. So I kind of feel like I fit that kind of demographic. Young,
of course,
handsome,
yeah.
And we look like past football managers for the Danish national team. So
well, Greg does. Greg does.
Well, Greg does. It was exclusively Greg.
No comments.
So you've been in the studio just recently working on your new material.
Indeed.
Because you've got a new EP coming out.
Yep.
What can you tell us about that?
It's terrible.
It's,
yeah.
It's not terrible. It's good. I'm personally happy with it because I've engineered it all. And not to blow my own trumpet, but I think it sounds pretty good. Nice big drum sound, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to go all like recording nerd on you, but it sounds really good. It's kind of like, I think for me anyway, it's like the it's like realizing kind of what I wanted the album to come out like, and then kind of like injecting it with steroids, and then it's come out a bit bigger. Mm. It sounds bigger. I mean, it is like a more, I guess you could arguably say it's a more polished sound, but that's just because we did it in a proper studio this time, as opposed to just kind of
slinging it. The bathroom of a labor club.
Exactly. That doesn't mean it's really clinical and sounds like, you know, Coldplay or anything, because it doesn't sound like Coldplay, I don't think. Although Chris Martin does play a really excellent role in one of the songs with it as a fantastic guest rap about...
about Rihanna's loins.
Yes. Brilliant. Yeah. But it's good. Chris Martin. Five tracks, should be out soon-ish.
Be out within the next... 10 years. Decade. Yeah, same, exactly.
Now we're serving the same hymn sheet.
Exactly.
And this is coming off the back of your full length album, which you released sometime last year.
April. Yes.
Yeah.
April and March.
How was the recording process with that? Obviously, you just said this was, you know, more polished in a proper studio.
Yeah, well, what we did with that one, we've always been DIY with the recordings. We've always done it ourselves. So we did it all in our practice room, and it took a while because we were still kind of writing as we were developing it. So the songs were kind of put together over several different sessions. So it took about 18 months or something like that. I think Dan, our bass player, counted up exactly how long it was. I don't really care. So, it's about 18 months it took. But then we then took it away and mixed it in the same studio that we've just recorded the new EP, which is why it doesn't sound, you know, just like a little kind of bedroom recording or whatever. It's a bit more gutsy than that, hopefully, anyway. So, slightly different approach, but both kind of equally meritable.
They both have the strong points, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So there we go. Yeah, that's it. That's what we did. Recorded an album, and recorded an EP. Now we're going to...
Album number two.
Yeah, next yeah, thing.
Definitely. It's essentially a note-by-note re-recording of A Lamb Lies Down on Broadway by Genesis.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it's going to be really good.
That's what
we're also currently editing a music video.
Which is amazing looking.
No, it's not.
No,
it's really low budget, but it should be, you know, conceptually it's quite stupid. But
it's cute.
It's cute.
like a Alsatian puppy.
So that will hopefully be kind of floating around in the next week or two, I would think. That scene. Well, that's what I'm thinking anyway.
Wow.
So that's for a new tune called Truffles, which is on the EP.
Yeah.
And we're playing that tonight.
Yeah, songs.
Good.
Cool. So you've got this new album coming out.
Yeah.
New EP coming out. You've got the new video coming out. What else have you got going on for the rest of the year?
Gigs. Gigs and
new bass player.
New bass player. Well, I think four and a five aside. Team.
Yeah, I'll give it an 18-month cycle before we have brand new members again. So probably we'll have to reset everything, I'd say, around December and just, you know, relearn all the material. Gigs, hopefully get on some festivals if we're lucky.
Tour again.
Tour. May, we're going to be touring in Scotland with some buddies of ours. It's not confirmed yet, so...
Who are the buddies?
Cleft and Vasquez. Do you know Cleft?
Interviewed him, yes, Wednesday. Yeah.
Manchester boys, very good little two-piece.
Top lads,
football. And
Road Wars.
And then
just watching loads of Road Wars for Road Wars on repeat every night.
It's a great show, isn't it?
It is a great show.
I mean,
it took. Absolutely. We watched an episode the other day, and it took seven policemen and a dog to take down a drunk teenager. It was just.
It's set in about 2005, which I think is the pinnacle of ITV's kind of output.
Beautiful, beautiful program. Anyway, that's slightly off topic. Road Wars.
A tour and watching loads of Road Wars.
Yeah.
Eating cheesy snacks
and cocaine.
Just lacing cheese puffs with cocaine until our eyes fall out of our nasal passages.
Is that even possible?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Oh, good. Ben's just decided that. I don't. You have slightly different anatomy to the rest of the world, don't you?
Yeah. The rest of the Western world.
Good.
Excellent. So it sounds like, yeah, you got like quite a packed 2013. So Alpha Male Tea Party, thanks very much.
Yay!
Cheers. Bye.